AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Arkansas's governor calls them delaying tactics. Death row inmates going to the courts as their execution date nears, claiming they are innocent. The courts now delaying several executions. One of Arkansas's lethal injection drugs expires at the end of April, so it's trying to move fast. AP correspondent Kelly Kissel.
The inmates have adopted a tack, according to the state, of trying to delay their executions into May because the state has said they can't obtain more execution drugs. And so, according to state lawyers, the inmates are of a mind that they just want to delay the executions into May, and that if they are able to do so, then none of the executions will be held with the current batch of drugs on hand.
Our Kelly Kissel reporting from Little Rock, Arkansas. A few thousand more Americans applied for unemployment last week, but experts say so few that workers' jobs seem pretty secure. Many companies say they've had to raise pay to attract new employees. One company is looking into giving thousands of its employees termination notices and benefits. General Motors has stopped doing business in Venezuela after the government there seized GM's only factory in the country. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The plant was confiscated yesterday in what the automaker calls an illegal judicial seizure of its assets. GM adds that other property, such as vehicles, were taken from the facility, causing irreparable damage. The company says it will defend itself legally, and it's confident that it will eventually see justice. GM has about 2,700 workers in Venezuela, a troubled country that's been rocked in recent days by violent protests of government policies, as well as food shortages and triple-digit inflation.
Correspondent Matt Small reporting there from Washington on GM's troubles in Venezuela. This is AP Radio News. So, whatever happened to the effort to replace Obamacare? Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says he thinks we'll soon see Congress roll out a better version of a health care plan.
I think we can get to a place where we can protect affordable, quality health care for all, but also without some of the problems that Obamacare created for people who have higher premiums to their employer-provided plans or higher deductibles, higher copays, and so forth.
Senator Cotton spoke at the University of Arkansas's Clinton School of Public Service. A group of mental health professionals that believe President Trump is mentally unfit to be president is convening at Yale University, despite criticism from both Trump supporters and professionals in the field. The group calls itself Duty to Warn. The American Psychiatric Association frowns on psychiatrists giving professional opinions on people they have not personally examined. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.